Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. My guest today is Richie Siegler, founder of a group called Samba Boom, among other things. I first encountered him years ago at night on Sag Main Beach. He was with a bunch of guys, maybe 10, 8, and they walked around in the dark drumming. And they've done that every Monday night from then until this day, as far as I know. And I've also seen them at private parties occasionally in the Hamptons. The drummers are, I saw them once at a party I was at Ira Rennert's house, and they were all dressed up in white and were marching around playing, hitting bass drums and marching in order. It's very thrilling to see. Often on the beach, it goes on. Anybody can come. It goes on for a half an hour sometimes or more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I guess it starts around dark and the summer is around 9 o'clock.
Not really. Actually, we're hitting it just at sunset. Usually this time of the year, we'll be there like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Well, I see all these drums in back of you. You probably have to walk around them all the time.
Well, this is my studio stuff, but we all have Brazilian instruments, and you know this music is made for carnival, for marching, and it's basically parade music from Portugal with a nice African rhythm to it. So it's swing. So it's that kind of thing, and we. So everyone has their own instruments and we come down there and, you know, and over the years, people have joined us and it's worked out very well.
Any people, I know one of them prominently has been Jay Schneiderman, the town supervisor first to East Hampton, now Southampton.
Yeah, Jay's been playing with us for a couple of years now, yeah.
Any other people might know?
You know, George Clooney plays with us. No, it's basically people like you who come and walk at the same time. And if they have an interest in exploring rhythms of Brazil, come on down. We'll even give you an instrument. It's all free. You know, when I started this thing.
How long ago did you start it?
Probably close to 20 years ago.
Oh, my
God. I put a couple of signs all around that. You know, the Hamptons and learn Brazilian.
What did they say? What did the signs say?
It said, learn the rhythms of Brazil. And it said, it gave me a location that I had at that time in Bridgehampton. And for 2 years, nobody showed up. No one. I would be there. And I think one guy showed up once, you know, but then I went to a party one night, and I ran into a bunch of guys that were playing djembe, which is very popular here in this out in the East. And I spoke to them. I said, you know, you guys sound great, but how would you like to learn a different language? And what happened was five of them, of which three were Brazilians, came down to my little house in Noyac, and we started playing there. And then they put the word out, and then we had maybe 10 people, and it was extremely loud. Second of all, we were packed in there. So we got somebody knocked on my door and said, why don't you bring this drumming into my studio, my exercise studio? I said, well, I got news for you. I said, one, we're very, very loud. And two, this is all about giving it away. We don't charge. It's free. So if you're okay with that, let's do it. And we did that. And then what happened was we started to lose our hearing because it was so loud in this studio with the mirrors and all that stuff. So we went outside onto the beach, and that's how the beach workshop started happening.
Well, it's a thrilling thing to participate in, and anybody can go. I read somewhere that you started drumming when you were 4 years old. Was that out in Noyac?
No. I was living in Greenwich Village at the time. My dad was a drummer. We lived in an apartment with a grand piano and a set of drums on it. And the neighbors downstairs, you know, I think the woman put a broom handle through the floor one night. But there was, you know, my parents were extremely social. My dad played drums. My uncle played drums. My cousin played drums. We have that kind of family. So I got into that. And then I went up to a workshop on 42nd Street, a place called Drummers Collective. And I was working with some jazz guys at that time. And I went out. It was a rehearsal studio. So there were a lot of different rooms. And I saw a sign that said, learn Brazilian percussion. So I came there on Tuesday night, and the guy handed me a drum or a bell or something, and I played that. And that lasted a long time while I was in the city.
How old were you during this time?
I was probably in my late 30s at that time. I had been playing drums professionally, but the Brazilian thing was sort of on a back burner for me. Then I came out here, and I moved out here permanently, and I was doing a lot of private parties with my group, which was a sort of like a Brazilian band. You know, we had a singer, guitar player, percussionist, and we were very popular. This is before DJs, you know what I mean? We were very popular and busy. And then some guy said, you know, maybe late night, can you do something else? Like, you know, I said, how's about 10 drummers and 4 gorgeous Brazilian women in string bikinis with feathers, you know, the Rio style thing. He said, that's great. So I got my people from New York to come out, and we did that. And that was fantastic. But then it got a little tricky with the New York thing, getting them to come out, you know, and all that stuff with the traffic, the Hamptons and all that baloney. So I figured I'll grow my own. And I started a school at the Samba Boom.
A school?
It's called Escola, or Escuela. It's in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, there must be 20 schools of samba. I mean, if you've ever seen or had the been fortunate enough to go down to Rio during carnival, this is what it is. You know, every favela up in the hills has a samba school, and our school of the Samba Boom is loosely based on that. We don't have dances and we don't have floats, but we definitely have the batucada, which is the drummers. And it's been working out really well. You know, in life, when doors open, you know, you go through, right? And if they don't open, think about something else. Well, here with Boom, it just, the doors opened and they keep opening.
What other instruments are played at these events? Has there been saxophones or anything like that?
No, it's all percussive. It's all percussive. It's there are big drums, they're called surdos. They're like the size of a garbage can, and they're on the bottom of the rhythm. And then it's sort of like you're making a stew. You know, they're the meat and the potatoes. And then you have the herbs and the little things. These are the bells and little tambourines and shakers.
Well, those are other instruments, yes. Yeah.
And then everything else in the middle, but there are no saxophones.
Is this your primary source of income when playing shows and clubs?
No. You can't live out here in the Hamptons and be a musician. What's the matter with you? So, no, it's not. But it for many years it was, and I still enjoy being paid for what I do. It's because that's the applause. But the Boom thing, you know, I came back to my wife after the first few workshops, I said, hey, we got something going here. You know, I'm gonna make a lot of money on this thing. We're gonna charge for lessons. We're gonna charge for this. And she looked at me and she said, you know, give it away. Just give it away. It will come back to you. And I listened to her, thank God, as I usually do. And it has come back to me in numerous ways, and in particular in love and friendship of the 40 or 50 people that we have in our group. We're a tight family, and just being together all these years has been amazing for me.
Have you had a career other than booming?
Yeah.
What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, in 1895, my grandfather came over from Romania with bought himself a horse and a wagon and started moving people's chairs and tables. And then my father and my uncle got involved with that business. And then my brother and I, and we were in the trucking and warehousing and art shipping business, all in Greenwich Village. And then one day the real estate became worth more than the business, you know, this is the West Village, of course, you know, God bless my dad. So I moved out here.
What have you been up to out here? What do you do here?
Well, actually, I'm trying to get out of here. it's a little crazy now. You know, it's not the Hamptons that we know and love or knew and love, but it's, I've been living in Mexico. My wife and I bought a big hunk of land, oceanfront land, for under $60 million, you know what I mean? In Mexico on the beach. And we built a villa that we rent and we developed. It's 7 acres with horses. And so I live there, and I came up here basically to sell this place, this on Shelter Island. But we'll see what happens, you know? Life has its own way of dealing with things.
Yes. How would people get in touch with you or Samba Boom? And
well, we actually have a website. You know, we're not messing around. It's it's sambaboom.com.
Can't miss that.
You can't miss it. Even a drummer can remember that. So it's sambaboom.com. You get in touch with us, and we can do private parties. But also, come to the beach on Mondays. I mean, this time of the year, August, it's a little insane. It's very, you know, the parking and all that, the crowds and the kids and all that stuff. But right after Labor Day, when they clear out, it gets really nice. It sort of reminds me of when we started playing there. This is like, you know, 18, 20 years ago, we started playing on the beach. There was this one guy I remember. He would be there every Monday. He'd have a six pack of beer, and he would, he was the guy. You know, and we would play and everything was great. But then the word got out, and it's basically, as somebody told me, he says, this is the best party in the Hamptons. And I said, well, that's good, because it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars to get in. So come on down.
Sure. That's a wonderful thing. Tell me a little bit about the joy of this kind of music.
Oh boy. Well, that's music, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Playing music together with 40 or 50 people. Mm. You're in the groove, and the energy ball is rolling. It's just phenomenal.
The group is, just so people know this, the group is moving. The group is walking.
We stand still, and then we move. We like to walk down to the ocean, or we may be for the Halloween parade in Greenwich Village. We march down 6th Avenue for the parade in July 4th in Southampton. We march down Main Street to Job's Lane. And so, yeah, we move. And we don't march. We sort of dance.
Right.
That's the way.
Thank you for being on the podcast. I enjoyed this immensely. And I'll see you Monday night.
You are coming Monday? All right. Well, make sure you got a parking ticket. And Bring an extra glass for me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Adios.